Covenant Faithfulness, from Thoughts of God by John Macduff, 1864. How precious are your thoughts unto me, O God! For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, says the Lord who has mercy on you. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10. The mountains are the most stable objects in the material world, nature's noblest emblem of immutability. But these have change written upon their stupendous brows. Time is furrowing them with wrinkles and wearing down their colossal forms. Atmospheric influences are subjecting them to continual waste and decay. The snowy-crowned Alp is included in the doom. All these things shall be dissolved. But more enduring than mountains of granite is God's kindness. Whatever is dearest to us may change, and sooner or later must perish. The gourd we have lovingly nurtured and tended may wither, like Jonah's, just when most needed. The gold we have taken a lifetime to amass may be forfeited by one adverse turn of capricious fortune. The brook, which for long years has sung its joyful way at our side, may be dried in its channel. The staff and beautiful rod, which blossomed in our household, may be broken and strewed in withered leaves at our feet. The cistern, hewn with such pains, may be fractured by a stroke of the chisel while hewing it, and lie scattered on the ground in fragments of shapeless ruin. But God's love is immutable and immovable. Mark the succession of golden links, precious thoughts in our motto verse. He speaks of the covenant of peace, of my peace, a covenant not to be removed. These are glorious guarantees. Mountains, rocks, forests, all may decay and will decay, but the Lord lives. His years shall have no end. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon those who fear him. Nothing can assail the believer's safety or undermine his security. The Oriental shepherds used to surround their flocks and folds with a belt of fire to scare away the devouring wolves. I, says God to his Zion and to each child of Zion, I will be that fiery defense. This covenant of my peace will be as a wall of flame. Once within my fold, you are safe forever. My sheep shall never, can never perish. Our cause, says Luther, is in the very hands of him who can say with unimpeachable dignity, no one shall pluck them out of my hands. I would not have it in our hands, and it would not be desirable that it were so. I have had many things in my hands, and I have lost them all. But whatever I have been able to place in God's hands, I still possess. As soon might Satan, says Sharnock, pull God out of heaven, undermine the security of Christ, and tear him from the bosom of the Father, as deprive his people of their spiritual life. Believer, rejoice in this faithful covenant-keeping God. Anchor your soul on this rock of the divine veracity. The great adversary may try at times to impair your confidence, shake your trust, lead you to question your personal interest in the great salvation. But what are his negatives compared to one affirmative of that God who cannot lie? His covenant of peace has something better than your own, ever-fluctuating frames and feelings to rest upon. It is ratified by his own oath and promise. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Just as the mountains surround and protect Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds and protects his people. both now and forever.